Hey, Tony, what's going on with DC Music?
I don't know, Paul. What's going on with DC Music?
I thought it was your turn to find out what's going on with DC Music this week.
I'm not playing this game. You're a jerk. Welcome to Hometown Sounds.
We'll be right back.
Man, one reason why I love complicated polyrhythmic drums, you know, like in that track where it was like, it just makes you feel so much smarter than you actually are.
If you can keep up with it, heck yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Pareko.
And I'm Paul Vodra. And that was the three-man soul machine with a track called Shaming the Game. Their new album is called Hold On, I'm Coming Home, and it's available as a paid download on their Bandcamp page for Grow Room Productions, which is also the home of Igloo 2 that we featured on the podcast a few months ago. Three-man soul machine is Miley Durham, the fourth on drums, Carter Stevens on organ, and in my mind, the legendary Frank Mitchell Jr. on saxophone. I'm a huge Frank Mitchell fan. He's a long veteran of DC. He's been playing with Thievery Corporation, CI, Black Masala. You see him all over the place. So fantastic. That's a full album of amazing, funky jazz stuff. Really, really good. Grow Room Productions is also doing some interesting stuff. They have this web video series that they just launched called DC Music Docs, and it's showcasing local musicians such as our friend Justin Trawick and Navi the Swami, who fronts the band Picnibus.
You were all up on them like two months ago.
Yeah, well, they did a Tiny Desk concert video that I really liked, and we really need to feature them on the podcast soon. And it's just a fun band name to say, Picnibus.
I think of like a monster from one of the Diablo video games, like an incubus or a succubus.
Picnibus.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So your next chance to see Three Man Soul Machine live is on Wednesday, July 13th at Gypsy Sally's. They're opening for a band called the Kansas Bible Company.
That's a funny band name.
Apparently, that band name is a reference to a 1973 Peter Bogdanovich movie that I have not seen called Paper Moon.
So, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, it's really funny that we're stumbling across Peter Bogdanovich. He was on an episode of WTF last summer.
Uh-huh.
And it started and I was just bored, so I just stopped. So it's possible if I'd stuck with that episode, I would have been able to like get that reference.
Yeah.
But I really like it without knowing what it refers to, Kansas Bible Company, like Perry Bible Fellowship or something like that.
Right. Well, apparently they're not even from Kansas, which is weird. You would expect a band called the Kansas Bible Company to be from Kansas. But that, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, man.
I'm sure it'll be a really good show. Gypsy Sally's is a good time if you've never been there. It's underneath the Whitehurst Freeway in Georgetown. It's a fun little spot. It's a weird spot to see live music these days, but I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it. Nice.
So we're kind of into summer now, and you know that was a very summery vibe on that track from Three Man Soul Machine. Definitely felt very refreshed, like I was, you know, walking out of the pool. I want to say a bit about beverages.
Okay.
So I cannot believe that this is not caught on. But all right. So one thing that I'll do is when I have a beer and it just happens to be warm for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I will like put it in my ice bucket for 15, 20 minutes, something right. like that, just to get it cooler faster.
Yeah.
Makes it stronger. I don't know. I was trying to get the Daft Punk
I got it, man.
Cool.
I was with you.
Yeah. Neat. All right. So, but then sometimes you'll have this really nice beer snow slushy that will kind of be in it.
Okay.
And it's delightful. It's delicious. And I just kind of tweeted one day like, hey, man, you know what'd be cool? Convenience stores that sell beer slushies.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And I get a tweet back from Greenbelt Liquors in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Okay.
And it turns into this exchange between the two of us. And we get into this bit where they're like, interesting. Have you ever had a beer slushie before? And I tell them all the time. And they say, no judgment here, but do you actually like the way a beer slushie tastes? And this is going over like 10 tweets.
Oh my God.
And, you know, they say like, maybe we need to give it a try. Any particular beer you like to use it with? So what it kind of felt like was that I was interacting with someone who didn't know Twitter, and it just kind of came off sounding like they were treating Twitter like it was online dating. Like you send really short messages.
Right.
You ask a question.
Right. Got to keep the combo going.
Yeah. But it's also kind of funny because I look through their Twitter feed and they're doing this with lots of other people too. So it's kind of like getting to watch someone do their online dating, but get to see their inbox.
That's good.
So if I had to guess, like think about who this person is who's managing this Twitter account.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
mid-40s female. Because nothing ever gets tawdry.
Yeah.
I think it's an attempt at genuine engagement, but just they don't know the platform at all. So that maybe we're dealing with someone who doesn't have a lot of, you know, social media experience.
Right.
I don't know, maybe she's like a co-owner or something. So
God bless Twitter.
Yeah. The other drink that I wanted to talk about is something I learned about the Washington City paper the other day. They're called Calimochos. And interesting makeup. You're going to be like, that sounds nasty. But I think it sounds delightful. One part red wine, one part cola.
Oh,
I think that sounds great.
Oh, man. I mean, I'd try it.
You try it?
I'd try it. I don't know if I try it right now, but yeah.
Actually, you know what?
What?
During this next song, I'm going to run across the street and get a cola.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
make you. We're going to have one of these. Just one. Just one. I know how you feel about being drunk on podcasts, Paul.
I have strong feelings about that. Yes. What kind of red wine, though? There's so many kinds. You can have like a really, you know, meaty Cab Sav. You can have a light Pinot Noir. What are you going to do?
Well, I've got three different bottles.
Oh, geez. We can have a little taste test.
we
should get on that then. What's the next song?
The next song. We got a track from Head Rock.
Yo, you know what we're going to do here, y'all? Head Rock and Noye. It's going to be ourselves one time. You know what I mean? Check it out. It ain't nothing but the culture of hip hop right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Real music, for real people, with a real
ear. I'm a laid back cat with the heart of a wolf, as wise as an owl, horse like with a hoof. Sure footed, and I put it that I'm one of the best. Top to bottom, in and out, north, south, east, west. And no yes, and some profess head rock to be a grandmaster of chess. But I know best, I'm so much less. I must confess, I owe this world a good pound of flesh. For the mess that I've made at times, hot on the hunt in pursuit of mine. Mostly feline, she lines lying on the bed of vines, filling my knees. So satisfying.
Yo, I seen it all between rape and murder. Jay-Z to Cassidy, I'm a hustler. Thankful for no felonies, I see my niggas suffer from shots with no muffler. Yo, I'm from Buffalo, New York, where no city tougher. The questions why they all talk tough guy. They shepherd stir fry from a bird's eye spy. Then set up, serve your hood curbside. Feet on both sides of the fence. Although I know too much rain to leave you drenched. Without an umbrella, get the hint. Small print makes you squint, eyes red, lids low, stay bent.
I just wanna write about my life, and I don't feel like making something up. Is that alright? I promise the rhymes will be tight. You can just write just as much as the delight, yo.
You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is be yourself, man. You know, everybody and their mom and their grandparents do music nowadays. Be yourself when you do it, you know what I mean?
Chasing my dream, I lost everything. Employment, best friends, and wedding rings. A roof when it rains, the finer things. Not to mention healthcare, but I won't complain. Cause through it all, I have remained. Thanks due to an angel or two. I maintain name heavy with fame, more than infamy. Depending on who you with when you mention me. Some bammers take advantage of the gym beneath. So niggas need to get the rose or the infantry. See the whites of their eyes when they tell white lies. Black skin, white mask, what a surprise.
Crews, five clicks, four groups, same spit. Everybody cool, all but a few quit. I don't throw in the towel, place now before vows. Started off with a cue, worked up to 40 pounds. 40 flat, no flaws, four-man squad. Everything on the hunt, but we was going hard. You could call me blur, cause I'm always in a rush. What y'all saw on the news had nothing to do with us. We like them Jeffersons, baby, moving on up. First touch earth, children's hospital. Made a few foolish decisions that had me stuck in a pickle. Only the grace of God unraveled the riddle here.
I just wanna write about my life, and I don't feel like making something up. Is that alright? I promise the rhymes will be tight. We can just write just as much as a delight. Yeah. I just wanna write about my life, and I don't feel like making something up. Is that alright? I promise the rhymes will be tight. We can just write just as much as a delight.
It's all about being yourself, man. You know what I mean? You gotta love yourself enough to be yourself, man. And if you're gonna be an MC, a rapper, whatever you call it, do music, do it from your heart. Do it because you love doing it, not because you're trying to acquire something or be somebody or be seen. You know, we all started wanting to be heard. Now that they hear us, we're gonna give them us. Pure, unadulterated, Keon and Vance. You know what I mean? What y'all know about that? You know what I mean? Cracking, you know what I'm saying? They had you cracking peanut shells back there, mixing this joint. You know what I mean? You know, this cat got me, you know what I'm saying? Sheeping on white boys, you know what I mean? I don't even smoke papers. This nigga had he got me smoking papers, you know what I mean? Straight up. You know what I mean? Hold up. You know what I'm saying? We got this nice here, Rowan's Creek. You know what I mean? Rowan's Creek, Kentucky bourbon, baby. Kentucky bourbon whiskey. know what I mean? Hey, Planet Earth, man, we love y'all. That's why we do this show. Straight up.
Okay, Cali Mochos. We're going to drink them together, but then, Paul, you're gonna speak first.
All right.
Three, two, one.
I kind of want it to be like Dr. Pepper or something like that, or Cherry Coke, and it's not. It's
close. Red
wine. Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, it's...
Maybe more cola?
I mean, it would be good at the pool. This would be a good
pool
drink.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of tastes like sangria, actually.
Yeah, that's actually true.
This is a really great substitute for sangria when you don't feel like infusing a bunch of fruit into some liquor.
You just wanted to get the sangria over quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's cool. All right.
So that was Head Rock, the mayor of DC Hip Hop, with a song called Write My Life.
Okay, so explain. I saw that. Mayor of Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Where did you get that title from?
I think he came up with that himself. I think he's been around a long time. This is his fifth album, and he's been around since, you know, early to mid-2000s, I believe. So I think he kind of takes a seniority level, trying to school some of the younger cats in the DC rap scene. That's kind of the mantle that he has taken on. So his new album is called The Black Leon Project. It is for sale on all the usual digital outlets and also CD Baby. He also fronts this funk group called Gotta See Us. It's spelled G-O-D-I-S-H-E-U-S.
That's really clever. Yeah. I didn't know that that was how it was pronounced.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So that was the first single, and it features Noik the Grizzly Bear on raps as well. And Noik currently is performing as a member of a group called ARK with a couple other cats named Theory and Dimensions. So your next chance to catch Head Rock live, and he's a pretty awesome live performer. So I do recommend that you do this. Is at something called the Sovereign and Music Healing Festival.
Crystals?
probably. It's going to be next Saturday, July 2nd from noon to 8 at a spot called the 3021 Pop-Up. And if you really are interested in this, you go look up where that is. It's hosted by One Love Co-op, which I don't think is related to One Love Massive, which is something you should not get confused. And in addition to a bunch of live music, there's also going to be Reiki practitioners, sound and chakra healers, and massage therapists. And I could really get down with the idea of going to see a show and also getting a massage at the same time.
That would be, what a VIP experience.
I know. Can you imagine, like, everybody's down on the floor, like, going crazy, and you're, like, up in VIP getting a massage?
Oh no, I thought that this was full-on massage table in the pit.
That might be awkward. I don't know if that's relaxing. Yeah. So, Tony, are you aware of this whole Ticketmaster... tickets thing?
Yeah, I have a big folder full of stuff. But okay, so I have not seen the website since they've announced any events that you can use them for. Are they really lame? Is it for like Kids Bop Live?
No, it's not that lame, but it's pretty lame. It's pretty lame. I went to the site, and you can filter based on your location. So I did stuff near here, and here's the thing: there was actually a show in this list that I actually wanted to see. It's a show at the Fillmore. It's in October. And I was like, oh my God, I can actually use one of these things. And I put two tickets in my cart and I put in the code and it didn't work. I'm like, this is the whole point of this thing. And it didn't. I mean, maybe it was too early or something. I don't know. I'm going to try again. But
you should.
But what's funny is that the list is really bad. It's a bunch of cover bands and a bunch of like washed up hard rock bands from the 80s and stuff like that. You could practically see Def Leppard's entire tour for free if you wanted to. And you know what? Here's the thing. Most of these shows are not anywhere near you, but you know what? The tickets are free and everybody hates Ticketmaster. So why not just start getting tickets for shows that there's absolutely no way you're going to go to, right? I mean, like, let's sell out this Def Leppard show in Detroit, Michigan with nothing but free tickets. And then there'll be this show and no one will be there. And won't that be the saddest thing for poor Def Leppard?
Yeah, but I mean, Ticketmaster is the enemy here, not Def Leppard.
Well, that's the thing. The only way you can get back at him is through Def Leppard. And I feel bad about that.
No, Ticketmaster is trying to create something of value, pass it on. But then the thing is like, I don't know, not that many people want what they're getting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think we should be mean to Def Leppard. That one guy only has like one arm, right?
Right. He's still a great drummer with only one arm. I loved that band in the late 80s. Loved that band. Very formative. But yeah, so I don't know. If they're going to put up more shows, I don't know, but it seems like a big waste of time.
The website was really low budget.
Well, of course, because it's a settlement, so they're putting as little effort into it as possible. But yeah, so I was pretty sad that my code didn't even work. Anyway, let's hear some more music, Tony. What's up next?
Wanted Man! Always so badass. Wanted Man.
Rock and roll. That song was called Gun to My Head. Wanted Man is fronted by Kenny Pirog, who is the younger brother of Anthony Pirog.
All hail.
Oh, yeah. Those some master guitar players going on right there. The rest of the band is Rick Irby on drums and Scoops on bass. Scoops doesn't even need another name.
Nah.
It's just Scoops. So a lot of this material has been kicking around for a while. They put out a couple of EPs a while back. All that is gone. Now there is just the Wanted Man self-titled album. It is full length and you can buy it on their Bandcamp page. Also noting, it was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Peter Larkin.
Love that guy. I love his work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's nice to note that sort of thing every once in a while. So our friend Kevin from Chunky Glasses had Kenny on his podcast, episode 191 of the Chunky Glasses podcast. It was a nice interview where he went into all sorts of stuff, how he was raised, going to Nashville where he went to learn recording, and he fell into songwriting there. And you could definitely tell there's a lot of influences there. A lot of stuff going on in this album. Obviously, a lot of rock, a lot of blues. There's some surf guitar riffs. There's some punk attitude. There's some really great stuff. So congratulations to Wanted Man for finally gathering it all, putting out a full-length release. And it seems to have gotten a lot of traction. Seems to be getting a lot of love in DC.
I love it. I love Wanted Man. Everyone loves Wanted Man. If you don't, you're going to love Wanted Man.
Yeah.
So, funny story. I actually ran into Kenny Pirog a couple of weeks ago when I was a judge at the Bach to Rock high school Battle of the Bands.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you about that.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about that.
Yeah. So, it was kind of weird because the one big thing that you're told is that you can't say anything especially critical. So for like 3 hours, I had to blow sunshine up kids' asses. Well, and there's this whole mess of like, okay, so you can't upset the kids. You can't upset the parents.
Oh boy.
You can't upset the box of rock people.
Yeah.
No, and I was fine. Like, it was no problem. I mean, right. At the end of the day, it actually did kind of feel like work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just different than, like, if I was at a rehearsal, you know, I'd say, if someone, like, screwed up, I'd say, like, you really fucking ate it there, man. You know? But no, it was fine. And I gave, you know, the feedback that was both, you know, deserved, positive and negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? So what was funny is I tried to get my dress on like, right. I was like a celebrity judge on The Voice or, you know, American Idol or something.
Yep.
And I did a look that, you know, I actually like put some product in my hair and
right.
put on a tweed jacket. And I wore these glasses where they're tinted some.
Uh-huh.
But are they sunglasses? That's debatable, you know? But I was just trying to look like, you know, all kinds of flashy.
Nice.
And so at some point, you know, I get up to the front and I'm judging with Catherine Lewis, head lady of Showless DC. So
yep.
that was kind of funny.
Nice.
So some guy, you know, a guy just hands me the mic, you know, that we're going to pass back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So like the next day I posted a picture of it on Facebook and Kenny Purog responds and he's like, yo, that was you? Like, I didn't recognize you with the glasses and the jacket. And I was like, wait, you were there? And he was the sound guy. And I mean, so to be fair, he didn't have his signature look of his hat going.
Oh, the hat, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. He was just in like, you know, black work clothes.
Right.
So we just both missed each other. And we talked. He said hi, you know?
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And thank God for Facebook.
I know, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right, next, we're going to hear a track from a group called The Red Fetish.
Let it go by.
Red Fetish. The track is called South Virginia, which is distinctly different from Northern Virginia.
Yes, practically a whole other state.
It's not even Southern Virginia. Nope. All right, so I don't even remember how this got on our radar. Paul, did you pull this out from somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that I am subscribed to this band and the label that it came out on my various notifications about what comes out when. So this came out on the Etche label. That is spelled E-T-X-E. We were not pronouncing it correctly as we were writing this up, but I just went over to the Facebook page.
We did go on quite a linguistic hunt for this.
We did. So according to the company overview, Etche is taken from one of the oldest known languages on earth, Basque. In Basque, Etche refers to a shelter, domicile, or home. An important unit of community is a place for artists to convene and feel free to create. Here at Etche Records, we view ourselves in a similar light for like-minded bands and artists, such as Girl Loves Distortion, Silo Halo, Teething Veils, and others.
Yeah, so the Red Fetish and their main music dude, his name is Alejandro Castaño. Now, a couple of supporting cast members, Chris Camby and Brian McTiernan, both of Betsy and the Bicycles. So this is a big stylistic departure for them, and that's really cool. I see Brian. He is a barista at the Y Down.
And oh.
One time I was just a total bonehead. I don't know what I was thinking, but I came in and was like, hey, I asked Brian, yo, can I get an espresso?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, yeah, is it cool if I eat like this wrap here I got from Trader Joe's? And he just looked at me and was like, no.
Oh, no.
It was really stupid of me.
I'm sure he doesn't remember that.
I bet. We'll see.
I guess so.
No, I got it. Okay, so I was going through music today and it was just burning through so much stuff and I was just kind of hitting burnout and nothing was standing out. But then I just tried this song.
Yep.
And it just really stood out to me for how just nice the arrangements are. And they played a show a couple of weeks back with this full 9-piece ensemble. And I just think that it's totally, totally lovely. And I'm all up on this band now. This is also apparently the Red Fetish's 17th album, but I don't really know what that means. Like, are we talking about demos when he was in like fourth grade or something? You know, I don't know.
The album is called The Wind As Now Is Silent. So you should pick that up.
Yeah. All right, next.
Next we have So Spirited. Thank you. That was In Mist, the first track from the new album called Flora Forever by So Spirited. It is a free download on Bandcamp. In fact, So Spirited has 3 full albums on their Bandcamp, and they are all free. Get them all. They're really, really good. We featured a So Spirited track on the podcast way back in 2013 for all you old school Hometown Sounds fans. So we literally spent a little time, kind of a lot of time, digging around trying to find any information about So Spirited, like his name.
This is so mysterious.
Yeah, like it's nothing. Like he's got a Facebook, he's got a Twitter, he's got a SoundCloud, he's got a Tumblr.
No names, no identifying information.
No, yeah, all he ever does is post when he posts new tracks.
Yeah, so I went deep. I went into the guy's comments that he's posted on SoundCloud, and 85% of them were just him responding to people saying, like, I love your music. And he's like, oh my God, thank you.
So I went back to the very beginning of his Twitter account, and he posted that a blog, what was that blog called?
Gypsy something?
Raised by Gypsies? Posted an interview, but there was even no link. So I had to Google it, and I found my way to this interview on this website back in 2013, where his name apparently is Jack Daniel, which might be true. It might be a funny alcohol reference. We don't know. The interview was not very good. Jack was great. The interviewer, not very good.
Also, the webpage was low budget. Either the questions or answers were in dark gray over a black background. So you had to highlight the segments of text to be able to read it.
Yeah, it was clear. I mean, it was a long time ago, but yeah. So anyway.
This is some GeoCities, Angel Fire, Lycos business.
But we really dig that music. Oh, man. Like, that music makes me want to play it in, like, a crowded club. And I think everybody would go bananas for it. So there you go. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. If you liked it, that we wish that you would subscribe to it. You can do that in iTunes. We post them on SoundCloud, too. And, you know, I just kind of post them on SoundCloud because it's free and easy to. And I know that actually a lot of people listen to it that way. There can only be a few episodes up at a time. So we don't want to pay for a pro account. But you, if you roll with SoundCloud, subscribe to us there, and you will get our podcast there. Also on Google Play, Stitcher, however you want to listen to podcasts. And, of course, on the website, hometownsoundsdc.com, where we also feature music videos and other music premieres and whatever the heck else we want to do. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. The social media links are all Hometown Sounds on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. But really the important thing is to support the musicians that you have heard on this podcast.
And see them play live.
And buy their music.
Oh, oops. Wow, I really... No, I wasn't trying to mess with you. Then I just...
You just jumped the gun.
Spaced.
That's okay. Yeah. But we would like to play one last song for you. And this is a song by Dove Lady.
And the track is called Oolong Way From Home, like the tea. Like you might have at an Asian restaurant.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Two dudes, Andrew Thali, Jeremy Ray. This is their 4th EP. It's called D. And they have a shtick where they're doing an EP for every letter of the alphabet. And it's called the Alfalfa Bet Project.
The Alfalfa Bet.
That's really funny.
Which I did not get until I said it out loud.
I didn't even. Oh, I just got the bet part.
Oh, but yeah, it says if one of us calls it quits before we reach Z, that person has to get their hair cut like Alfalfa.
Stay strong, guys.
Yeah, you got to do it.
They are playing DZ Tapes. DZ Tapes. We love DZ Tapes. They're playing DZ Tapes' 5th birthday party at DIY Hotspot Hole in the Sky on Saturday, July 9th with the likes of DC Heroes, Swings, 2-inch Astronaut, Big Hush. It's going to be a loud day from like 5 to 11 p.m. Bring some pizza bagels.
Right on. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time. Flash through.
it's up her sleeve.